This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Waiting for you, but you never come. Is this in my head? I don't know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What do you think? He nails through the ground and pulls out a ring that says, "Marry me, Julie."
She's in Valentine's Day as well.
Exactly. She's in Valentine's Day. This is the name of the song is Love Story.
I love it.
Let's go, Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Sorry.
You go.
All right. I want to say it. It's the Mason Crosby Show live from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And this is your pre-Valentine's Day show. We're just getting you ready for that big day.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Too many broken hearts on Valentine's.
It's true.
It's more of a sad day than a happy day.
Let's keep those hearts full and true this year on Valentine's Day. Let's not break those hearts. Let's keep them complete. Yes. Speak of having a complete heart, I don't know what this transition is going to be. But his heart is full because the Brewers are back in action. Jack Stern, @ByJackStern. He is the Brewers reporter at Brewers Fanatic. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
That was Jack. I'm guessing that was not quite the segue you were looking for.
That's a new one. I've been on some other radio programs before. I don't think I've heard one like that before, though. So extra points for creativity.
Yes, that's what we're here for. Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're just running down. It's just pre-gaming for Valentine's Day. But we will jump into some Brewers talk. This is Mason Crosby here. Thanks for jumping on, Jack. And yeah, we were talking about Brandon Woodruff and, like, pitching situation. Your kind of first thoughts on, like, you know, where he's at and where this pitching group is heading into training camp, into spring training.
Yeah. And Woodruff, the theme this year really just needs to be patience. I think he understands, and the Brewers understand, that, you know, he's coming back from a pretty serious shoulder procedure. And, you know, we live in a time now where, when we talk about baseball injuries for pitchers, elbow injuries are unfortunately pretty common. They're pretty straightforward, but it's a pretty straightforward fix. Shoulder injuries are a lot scarier. They don't happen as often in baseball for pitchers. There's more a range of motion associated with that. And he had surgery last fall to repair the capsule in his throwing shoulder, or not last fall, excuse me, two falls ago, because it was back in 2023 at the end of that season. But he's coming back from a procedure that's got a very limited track record of success as far as guys returning from that. He is fully healthy now, but I think there needs to be an understanding that fully healthy and ready to pitch in games and being able to pitch effectively in games, all three of those things are probably going to be on different timelines. He did stress in day one of camp yesterday. Everything feels good. He's going to face live hitters for the first time on Friday this week. So hopefully that goes well for him. But it sounds like it's going to be a little bit more of a gradual buildup for him. Nobody is committed to his status for opening day. Pat Murphy had said he probably does not expect him to be ready for opening day. So you got to give Brandon Woodruff credit for making it this far already, I think. The bar that I've kind of been setting as far as what would constitute a successful return for him, I've been saying if you can get, like, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 innings of, you know, maybe low fours ERA ball, like just a capable mid, maybe back of the rotation type starter, it's probably not where he wants to end up long term as he continues his career. But given what he's trying to come back from right now, I think that'd be a very successful starting point. As far as the rest of this rotation goes, you do have a lot of guys who are returning from that mix last year, and the Brewers did add Tyler Alexander on a one-year deal yesterday. He's probably someone who's going to be in that mix as well now for a rotation spot. I think that in a perfect world, you'd like to see maybe some better options than what the Brewers have lined up currently. There is still a little bit of uncertainty with this group. You know, you have some guys coming back who did have success last year, but there is always the possibility of regression for some of these guys. But at the same time, this is a Brewers team that has shown as recently as last year that they're so good at pitching development that it's probably never really going to be a serious issue for them. I mean, they built almost an entire rotation on the fly in response to injuries last year. So this is the Brewers' strength. I think that even if we don't have the most certainty on who exactly all the names are going to be right now, I think it's going to continue to be a strength.
I like that. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And kind of like heading into some, you know, question marks and some thoughts for you know, coming into spring training. Obviously, the pitchers and catchers have reported to camp, but what do you think? Like, who's going to be the shortstop with Adames you know, leaving and all of that? Like, who do you think is going to fill that role?
From everything that I've gathered, it sounds like the Brewers want Joey Ortiz to be that guy, and I would agree with that. I think he's better equipped to play shortstop than somebody like Bryce Terang, but there is a reason why the Brewers have not publicly committed to either one of those guys at that position, because it does depend on how the rest of that infield shakes out, specifically that hole that was left by Willy Adames' departure. You have a couple of different options. They brought in Caleb Durbin as part of that Devin Williams trade. He was kind of the long-term return in that deal. He probably fits best at second base. So if you want to put him at second base, then Bryce Terang probably has to move to shortstop and Joey Ortiz is staying at third base. Or maybe you put Oliver Dunn at third base a little more often and then Joey Ortiz slides to short. Bryce Terang stays at second. There's also still the possibility that the Brewers do add someone off of that free agent market. This has been a team that has historically liked to kind of wait around on that side of free agency and just see which guy they can grab on a cheap one-year deal late. There are still some guys at that third base position or that second base position that they could grab. So a lot of moving parts in that infield. But again, right now, I think that Ortiz is probably the guy they want over there. That's who I would want over there at shortstop. But we got to wait and see how all the pieces kind of settle here in the next several weeks.
Jack Stern, Brewers fanatic, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter at @byjackstern. That's B-Y, Jack Stern. I guess Alex Bregman isn't walking through that door. He signs a 3-year deal with the Red Sox. If Ortiz is there, what do you think the solution is today at third base? And would you go ahead with that, or would you look at, you know, who are a couple of the names who haven't landed on teams yet whom the Brewers might have their eye on?
Yeah, so I think right now you probably are looking at someone like Oliver Dunn getting a decent runway over there. He started last season playing a lot of third base for the Brewers before Ortiz really took hold of that position. I don't think that's the ideal option, and I'm saying this as someone who's a pretty big believer in Oliver Dunn's raw tools. He's a really talented player. He's got speed, power, has played decent defense over at third base, really good eye at the plate. The problem is there's just too much swing and miss there right now. I think he needs more seasoning against AAA pitching before you can count on plugging him into a big league lineup. Guys like Andrew Monasterio are probably in the mix as well as Caleb Durbin, depending on, again, where they think that best positional fit is for him. And then if we're looking at the free agent market, the thing that's interesting about that is it's not so much that the guys left are guaranteed to be a whole lot better than the options you have. I think there's just a little bit more certainty there. Like Oliver Dunn and Caleb Durbin could combine to, let's say, be like a 2.5 win solution at third base if you combine the value of those two players. And then the guys who are available in free agency are probably the same way. So guys who are still around, Paul DeJong is a guy who's still on that free agent market. Brendan Rodgers is out there as well as a second baseman, depending on where you'd want to put him in the infield. Those are a couple names you could maybe see the Brewers having some interest in. So it's really going to come down to, do we want to bring in these guys who at least have a greater track record of being competent in the big leagues, basically? Not great players, but competent players in the big leagues. Or do we want to put our eggs into the basket of thinking that guys like Oliver Dunn, Caleb Durbin, maybe Monasterio, do we think that those guys are likely enough to match that output that we don't need to go get those kinds of players? I would lean more towards the first one, but we'll see what they have in store here.
Very nice. Yeah, I kind of want to like go on to a different topic for a second, like different player. You know, Christian Yelich coming off of surgery and an injury. You know, been reading some things that like they're hopeful he can, you know, be there early in the season, but they're going to be really cautious with him. What's kind of your thoughts on where he's at and expectations with him for this season?
I don't think it's quite the same situation as Woodruff is in, because while you are talking about a back injury for Yelich, the recovery timeline for that was never going to be nearly as long as what a guy like Woodruff is facing. But, you know, you are still dealing with another area that's a very important part of your ability to move at all when we're talking about your back. So I'm sure the Brewers just want to make sure that he's 100%, that they don't ramp him up too quickly here once they get into camp. It seems to me, just kind of speculatively speaking at the moment, that his odds of being ready for opening day are probably better than a guy like Brandon Woodruff, but we'll kind of have to see what happens in these next few weeks here. One way or another, though, I think he's going to be healthy for most of the year this year. I think we're going to see him play in more games than we saw him play in the last several years, especially last year, obviously, because he missed the entire second half after that surgery. But the hope is that this is going to be a good thing for Christian Yelich, and it's going to be a good thing for the Brewers, because this back injury was bothering him for several years now. It seems like he finally was able to go under the knife and get that problem corrected, hopefully long-term. So it's really just about making sure that when he's back in the lineup, when he's back in games, he is 100%, and that he was ramped up properly as well. You don't want to rush a guy back into action coming off of the kind of operation he had.
For sure.
Jack Stern joining us here on, I was reading like 7 different things at once on my computer and like trying to figure out, I'll figure out this radio thing eventually.
At some point.
Yep. Yeah. Jack Stern joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. And you mentioned, you know, Caleb Durbin and what he might be able to bring to this team. Well, another big piece of that Devin Williams trade, of course, was Nestor Cortes. What do you think he brings to the team? How big of an impact is he going to have on the starting rotation? And as you know, as they figure out Woodruff and what he's going to mean to the starting rotation, what will Nestor Cortes mean to that group?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are actually sleeping on this guy a little bit for how important he's going to be in that rotation. I think that there's a very compelling argument to make that he is their best healthy starting pitcher now. You know, if you look at the numbers that he was able to put up in New York over the last several years and compare that to the numbers that Freddy Peralta's put up for the Brewers in that same time frame, Peralta's going to be the opening day starter. But Cortez is very, very similar to Peralta in a lot of those key statistical categories, and that's including a season 2 years ago for Cortez in which he had an ERA of nearly 5 and missed a lot of the year due to injuries. So this is a guy who, when he's been healthy, has been more effective, I would say, than any other starter in this rotation, discounting Brandon Woodruff because we have the uncertain outlook with him. But he was healthy again last year. He made 30 starts for the Yankees, and he was a very solid member of that rotation, had an ERA in like the mid-3s, and the strikeouts came back a little bit as well for him. He did have a shoulder scare down the stretch last year that kept him out for most of the playoffs. He was able to come back for the World Series, so I'm sure a lot of people listening probably only remember him as being the guy who gave up that grand slam to Freddie Freeman, but he has been a very, very effective starting pitcher in 3 now of the last 4 seasons, and it sounds like he's fully healthy. There were some concerns about the shoulder down the stretch there a little bit, but Matt Arnold said everything checked out there. We haven't heard anything since that would imply that there's an issue there. This is a guy who's been around for a while. He's a very crafty guy. He knows how to use his stuff. The Brewers tend to like stockpiling those guys, very cerebral pitchers, guys who know how to be deceptive, know how to mix timing, know how to just make things tough for the hitter to pick up. I think you mix him in this Milwaukee pitching development staff, I think you're going to have a pretty productive season from him.
Jack Stern, Brewers Fanatics at By Jack Stern on Twitter. Jack, I want to ask you, like, I saw that they released that they're putting the Euchre patch on the jerseys this year. And was Euchre usually down at spring training every year? So what's going to kind of be the feel to start this, new year, new season with the passing of the great Bob Euchre, whenever they start this thing off? Like, did you ever have any experience or, interactions with him? Just if you want to tell any stories, Bob Euchre stories, we're always down for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to have the treasure trove of experiences that a lot of others have had, those who have been in that clubhouse and in that press box many more years than myself. But I did get a chance to meet him a couple of years ago for the first time, actually, and then again to interact with him just a handful of one-off times this year in the clubhouse and in the dugout. But the thing that always comes back to me, while I don't have any kind of crazy story that others fortunately have with him, the thing that did stand out to me was anytime this guy entered a room, all of the energy went to him. He was a guy who commanded attention. He didn't demand attention. He didn't ask for it, but just the kind of guy he was, the kind of respect he had from players, from coaches, from everybody in the dugout, it speaks to the kind of person he was. Because, if you're a legitimately easy person to respect, you're someone who's there for everybody, you're very personable, those are qualities that are going to draw people to you. And Bob Euchre absolutely had all of that. It didn't take a lot of time for me to see that. The easiest way I can sum it up is all the stories you hear about him, they're absolutely true. It doesn't take you long to realize that either, just being in his presence for even a few instances. So, it was a tough day when he passed, when that came out. And I think there's probably going to be, first of all, another wave of emotions here in spring when he's not down here. It's not going to be quite the same because he wasn't always traveling to spring training the past several years as frequently as he did for most of his career. But there's still going to be a little bit of a wave there. And then I think it's really going to hit everybody again at the home opener when he's not in the booth, when he's not calling that game, when he's not around to say hi to everyone and all that stuff. So it's not going to be easy for anybody. It's definitely a big loss for both for the Brewers, really, and for this state. He's one of the very few guys who you can say basically brought an entire state together, and that's a pretty impressive accomplishment. It just speaks to how great he was.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. So early predictions, early thoughts. Obviously, nothing's even started yet. Like a ball hasn't been thrown. Where do you think this Brewers team matches up in the Central and National League Central Division? Like, how do you think they fare against all those teams? Do you think they have a shot to win that division and get into the postseason?
I definitely think they do. it's probably going to, for me, come down to Brewers and Cubs. The Cubs obviously had a much more active offseason, and I also think they're a team that did underperform a little bit. You know, Craig Counsell is not exactly loved around these parts anymore, at least with the fan base, but I do still maintain that he is a very, very good tactical manager, and he's going to get that team in a good spot eventually. I think they're going to play better baseball this year. Again, they added some pieces. Kyle Tucker's now in right field for them, arguably one of the best hitters in the game when he's been healthy. So if I had to map things out today, I'm going to say about 88 wins for this Brewers team and probably finishing a couple games behind the Cubs and getting one of those wild card spots. That was also kind of similar to what I said last year, though, and I ended up being wrong about that, so you never know. But just kind of looking at things where they stand right now, that's probably how I draw it up.
I like that. Did you hear that, Mitch? You can be hopeful and hang the banner right now.
Jack, just so you know, our studios here are powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and the betting odds right now for the Brewers is 83.5 wins over under. So I'm going to go put my mortgage down on the over, and it's on you. You're backing me up, right? You got me?
I'm going to withhold comments in response to that. My words are not betting advice.
That's fair. What I'm allowed to say, yes, is not just based on what you've said, but based on last year, based on experience. I actually think that 83.5 is a pretty good number. I think that number is a little bit low. Yes, of course, health is, it's very dependent on health. And if Woodruff comes back and makes the impact we want him to, certainly that's a number that they could easily go over. But I think that's and Jack, you don't have to comment on that. And I know that, you probably don't want to mix business and wagering, but I'm providing just like for entertainment purposes only. I think it's a pretty based on I think 88 is right about right. Like, I think that's right in line where they should be.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. So Jack, what do you got? What can we, where can we find your stuff? I know we're following you on Twitter. Tell us where we can get all your stuff.
So you can find my stuff at brewerfanatic.com. That's where all of my pieces go. That's where all of my coverage lives. Now that pitchers and catchers are back for spring training, you're going to see a little bit more uptick in the stuff I'm putting out. Personally, I'll be down in spring training for, I believe it's the final 2 weeks I'm scheduled to go down there. So I'll have some on-site coverage from the clubhouse as the Brewers really start ramping things up and they're ready to get back to New York, first of all, to start the season and then come back home for the home opener. So in the meantime, though, you can tune in and find all my stuff there, brewerfanatic.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Jack, thank really you so appreciate much. It.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great one, man. Oh, that was good. It's
awesome stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah. Spring is in the air whenever you start talking about baseball.
Like, yes,
it's like, it's a nice feeling to think about April on the horizon.
Well, it's funny because I'm looking at it's 12 degrees. There's snow on the ground, but the sun, I mean, it is a clear blue sky. And if you didn't know any better, you'd think it's like 30, 40 degrees. So and talking to Jack like makes me positive feel energy. Like it's warmer outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking of Arizona. You're thinking of all the optimism, everything that's coming on the horizon. So.
And when you're in Arizona, you know, it's not that far of a drive to get to Vegas. Far. Yeah.
I like that. Good segue.
College basketball championships? Heck yeah. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app today. Log in and listen to The Fan or any participating Odyssey station. Listen each day for a minimum of an hour for your daily entry prizes. Yeah, big prizes. Travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas. Stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination. And visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Fan today. Again, our thanks to Jack Stern for jumping on. We'll definitely keep his phone number handy as Brewer season gets underway here.
Oh, for sure. No, yeah, I loved all his takes, and him being down there in spring training for the last 2 weeks will be really good information to grab from him as this thing gets rolling.
All right, my man, let's get inside your brain.
Let's do it. It's all over right now. I'm like, where am I going? What's happening right now? This could be fun, or it could be everyone could be really worried about me. So
I think a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, and we're butter.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go.
Awesome. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. Mason's Extra Points are coming up right here on the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah.
Take the Brewers over.
Hey, sports fans. It's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.